Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today we want to talk about kingdom, how the kingdom operates. You know, so many people struggle with how does this work? How does this happen? What am I fighting? What's going on? And a lot of things, and I want to clear some things up, a lot of things are blamed on the devil. And I don't want to deny there's a devil. He existed. But according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, the Son of God come to destroy the works of the devil. So we see that the devil has been defeated. Now, when I think about, Lord, what is the good fight? You know, because the Bible said in 1 Timothy 6 and 12, that Timothy said, I fight the good fight of faith. I lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So we see here that there's fighting the good fight of faith. Now, we are fighting to believe, resisting the thinking and circumstances that try to tell you different. We are not fighting the devil. You know, so many people give the devil so much credit, give him so much power in their lives, give him so much authority. But I want you to realize that the devil has been defeated. And the more we can realize that Jesus has done everything, and all we have to do is just receive by faith what Jesus has done. See, it's that simple. But if you get around some people, everybody's fighting the devil. The devil's fighting them. They're always going through some battles. They're always going through some circumstances. And I think a lot of that is because of a lack of understanding. A lack of understanding how the kingdom of God works. Because the Bible tells us very plainly, if you study the text, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, for whatever is born of God, is that not you? Overcomes the world. And this is the victory that had overcome the world, our faith. So faith sees the future and seizes it. That's what you and I have to do. Faith is in every believer is the same kind of faith. You and I have the amount of faith we need to do what we need to do in the earth. And we work by faith. We move by faith. We operate by faith. So that everything the devil has brought against us has been defeated with Jesus on the cross. So I want you to understand that there's a complete victory that's taken place here in the work and the finished work of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 1, 16 and 17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as is written, the just shall live by faith. Now we know according to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by what? The Word of God. But the Word God there is not the word theos, it's the word Christos, which means Christ. So the things that you and I see, Jesus brought faith into us, and we're full of hate. The more revelation you have, the more restoration you're going to have. Your inheritance will remain a daydream until you get a revelation of what it is. We've got to understand that we're living in a time and a season that the kingdom of God operates only by faith. Now, we know faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we know that faith is a substance that's not seen, that I'll be able to see. But faith can be acted upon, and we as believers are full of faith. So the kingdom of God can only operate by faith. Number one, I want you to get, you are not fighting the devil. The devil has been defeated. God's not putting things on you so he can get your attention and humble you. Those things are unbiblical. They don't line up with the Word of God, and they're not scriptural. So we need to get away from that mindset of thinking. You know, I hear people say, well, God's trying to get our attention through COVID-19, and he's brought this on us and so that he can get us attention and get us on our knees and get us to repenting. And there's a part of that. I understand a little bit of the concept of that, but the reality of that is, how many of you, being a father, would put bad things on your children to get their attention? You would put COVID-19, kill millions of people to get their attention. Well, that doesn't line up with a loving, compassionate, merciful God. We're in a dark world. Crisis comes, situation comes because of the world that we're in and the mindset and the accusations and the carry-ons of people. If I hear people say this all the time, God's in control of everything. Then if God's in control of everything, then everything that's done, God had something to do with it. That is not biblical either. Because number one, you and I, if God's in control of everything, how can we charge or try a child molester? If God's in control of everything, then how can we do that? See, that doesn't line up, because God's a loving, compassionate, merciful God. And then we jump back and we say, well, Pastor, you just don't understand. We're living in a season of time. God's got to get our attention. Let me tell you something. All the anger, all the bitterness, and all the wrath that God had, He placed on Jesus on the cross. And Jesus delivered him of all the anger. He supplied all the anger, all the bitterness. He supplemented it and done away with all the bitterness, all the anger, and all the resentment. And because of that, we're alive in Jesus today. That is the beauty of grace, and that's how the kingdom operates, by faith.